Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and Merry Christmas, everybody. Ho, 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 and all the good things that come with Christmas. Do you know that old Christmas song? Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your hearts be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. I don't know the guy that wrote those words, but clearly he was smoking the Christmas wreath a little too much. Here's what I know, that Christmas is supposed to be a time in which we identify with the Prince of Peace. And to keep your eyes on the Prince of Peace, the one who doesn't cling to his divine power, the one who refuses to turn stones into bread or jump from great heights and rule with great power, the one who touches the crippled and the blind, and the one who speaks words of forgiveness and encouragement, you know, to claim true peace, we've got to keep our eyes on him. Of all days, to keep our eyes on Jesus would be today, his birthday. The one who became poor with the poor, weak with the weak, he is the source of all our peace. The book of Colossians says in chapter 3, verse 12, that we're to clothe ourselves with compassion and kindness, humility and meekness and patience. We're to bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven us. So we must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Oh, my friend, let this be your prayer. God, help us to make our way to Bethlehem, to the peace of Christ. In that little baby, Christ withstood even the humility of his birth in a stable. God, give us the desire to seek harmony in our lives as the angels did when they announced the Christ child's birth in perfect praise. Let that be our prayer this Christmas day. And as we sing and listen to the beauty of the Christmas, let us remember that the Prince of Peace came that we might have peace, and we might have peace eternally in him. What a beautiful picture to recognize peace found in him. Over in the Old Testament book of Micah, chapter 5, we read that the reason we have perfect peace in Christ is that he is the one that holds this universe together. Merry Christmas, everybody. Jesus came to hold it all together, to not keep us out of trouble, but to go through the trouble with us, to carry us. And as I've said at the end of each sermon for 10 years now at Sugar Hill Church, on this Christmas day, let the Lord go before you and make a way and make your crooked path straight. Let him go within you and bring you peace and joy, fulfillment and contentment, because he is always good and you are always loved. And on days that are difficult, when they are dark, let the Lord carry you not around the problem, but right through the middle of it, only to set you down victoriously on your two feet and wipe away your tears, kiss you on the forehead, and wrap you up in his big loving arms so you can hear your Savior say, "My child, on this Christmas day, I came because I love you." What a beautiful picture on a Christmas day as we chase after peace. Friend, it's been a crazy 2020, but let today, on this Christmas day, be a day that we determine to seek peace, that would look beyond our fears and our anxieties and our insecurities and know that the Prince of Peace come. Let us know the words of the angels, "Fear not, for I have good news for you." Merry Christmas, everybody, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9. Thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.